Well, it's that time of morning to speak to Adam Pengilly from the Sydney Morning Herald to talk a little bit about racing. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Laurie. Morning, boys.
Hobartville Stakes this weekend, and Microphone is returning to Sydney.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing you back in Sydney. Laurie's had a couple of runs down there in Melbourne. Obviously had an abbreviated spring campaign for James Cummings and Godolphin. We know what he did to the two-year-old wing there. The Group 1, the size Prodigy Stakes, and being named the champion two-year-old, but I'm very keen to see him back in Sydney. And just this race on the weekend, the way it's probably going to set up, you're going to have to say that it's going to suit him over 400 metres much more than it's going to suit the Castle Vecchios or the Kubricks or the Shadow Heroes off his world. So he, to me, looks like he's going to be the sharper horse. He did a good job there last start in Melbourne. It took him a while to run down the leader to win that 1,200-metre race in Melbourne, but he eventually got the job done. You think 7 furlongs is going to suit him a little bit better. I reckon James has just got a bit of a spring in his step and got him back on track at the moment. So he's a favourite at the moment. The betting is $3.50 with the tab. I'm expecting to start maybe even a little bit shorter when that final field's announced today, heading towards jump time on Saturday. And, yeah, you think it'd be very hard to beat.
Adam, we spoke about Hanseatic yesterday. It's drawn Barry 1 for the Blue Diamond. Connections, are they happy with that?
Well, it's mixed messaging, Berkey, to be honest. I, in my opinion, can't think that Barry 1's going to be a massive advantage for him, just given the way his racing pattern is. He sometimes can be a little bit slow to find his feet, take a while to get into stride. And in a high-pressure race like the Blue Diamond, you don't want to be cluttered up between horses from Barrier 1. But having said that, maybe he can settle a couple of pairs closer than what he has done, especially in the prelude a couple of weeks ago, and give himself some options to find a gap in the straight. But I would have preferred to have been drawn sort of to that 8 to 12 range rather than Barrier 1. It's going to provide some sort of problems, you would have thought, for Luke Curry. But we have seen in Blue Diamonds in the past that Barrier 1 is not exactly the worst draw. They tend to sort of fan and break it. The field breaks up a little bit when they turn for home. So, yeah, Sam Freeman and Anthony Freeman, I don't think we're completely through with Barrier 1, but I think it's probably they're sort of trying to put a positive spin on it, saying it's better than drawing Barrier 16.
And what about Prime Star out for the Autumn Carnival?
Yeah, really disappointing news, Dave. Michael Freeman reported yesterday he pulled up with some little issues after that win in the English Millennium. So I don't think he was going to be on a Golden Slipper path in fairness, but most looking for some races sort of around the slipper, maybe getting out to the 1,400 metres of size Prodigy Stakes was potentially going to be a goal, but he's put up a little bit scratchy from that that win in the English Millennium there on that really wet track. He's going to have a little operation, I think it's going to be in the next week or two, to try and get a couple of bone chips sort of fixed up. So unfortunately, we're missing him for the rest of the Autumn Carnival. Having said that, I'm sure he'll come back as a pretty good horse as a three-year-old.
In racing today on the Kenzo, what's your best, mate?
Yeah, a couple of bets, Dave. Race 5, number 1, Mugatu. It's made my best bet of the day. I won't be alone here. I thought he did a really good job winning a Benchmark 88 first up in Australia. He was a much tougher race than what he faced today. Yes, he goes up a fair bit in weight, but I expect him to start a lot closer to $2 than the $2.40, $2.50 he could get last night. And my best value, let me throw at the stumps here in the first race. Race 1, number 8, Osei, for Team Borks. She's a nice two-year-old filly. She's only had one trial, which is a bit of a negative. That one trial was on the synthetic at Warwick Farm over a short distance, which is also a bit of a negative. But I just like the way she hit the line, and we're getting a price to find out how good she is. Around the $16 mark, I think, last night. Tommy Berry goes on. So in what I've marked as a pretty even two-year-old race, I'm going to throw up the stumps with race 1, number 8, Osei, as the best value on the program.
All right, mate. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, boys.